As the proverb goes, no matter how long the winter, spring is sure to follow. I know it feels like we are coming out of an exceptionally long winter. Over these past few hectic weeks, it's hard to find a little bit of joy or some small glimmer of hope in our daily news cycles. I'm finding that lots of people I speak with are tired, listless, and in need of a little respite from the everyday winter grind, and don't even get me started on the time change. But if you're paying attention and listening closely, there are promises of renewal in the wind. I've noticed a few more birds on my morning walks. The snowbanks seem to be shrinking right before my eyes, and the sun lasts a little longer and feels just a touch warmer on my face. Those, my friends, are the sure signs of spring. These past few years, I must say I have not been immune to the occasional case of the funk. Personally, I have found the best way to shake off that shadow of gloom is to look to the future and plot the next great adventure. Now I'm not talking about the modern version of the Odyssey or anything, but something a little more manageable for a guy like me. Sometimes it's the next big meal I get to cook for the family, or it's been the next summer camping trip destination my wife and I want to visit and explore. But with spring in the air, this is the time of the year when my mind tends to start wandering through the gardens. Speaking of gardens, I do enjoy and respect the processes involved in getting food into our kitchens. I have been lucky enough to be able to study under some expert growers right in my own family. From Grandpa Clement's suburban backyard vegetable plots and greenhouse, to Grandma Lynn's massive farm garden, to my mom's commercial horticultural expertise, I've been able to tap into some pretty exceptional garden wisdom. Their years of working in the dirt and seeing both glorious bounties and withering defeats have all helped me to grow my own green thumb over the last 10 years. I would have to say that one really great thing to come from our pandemic challenges over the last few years was our investment in gardening and urban agriculture projects here at Georgian College. What started as a few temporary plots on campus is slowly becoming an eye-pleasing campus project that gives our program an opportunity to showcase just how food can become a part of the urban landscape. This has been well received and timely, as our community has seen a large uptick in interest in grow your own food and as local groups fight for better food security in our communities. For us in hospitality, this project has allowed us to expose our students to the possibilities of a kitchen garden, and allowed them to see the challenges of really going field to fork and the satisfaction of being able to support our community through donations of fresh vegetables to local charities. Barry's gardening and food security groups and the projects they endeavor to bring to the table all have many positive benefits and really help to close some of the gaps in our current food supply chain. Here are just a few that are helping to make a difference in our backyards. Community Garden Project. The City of Barry, through the Parks and Recreation Department, offer access to community garden plots for residents interested in growing their own food. There are several locations throughout the city. Urban Pantry. Barry Urban Pantry is a program sponsored by the Canadian Mental Health Association. They are responsible for and involved in community gardens, community cooking classes, and the Barry Good Food Box program. Barry Public Library, Seed Library. Amateur gardeners are able to donate or borrow seeds to grow. They have a variety of supports and information to help you get the most out of your plots. Look for Seedy Saturdays in the month of March. Barry Urban Gardeners. Barry Urban Gardens was started by a group of people who are passionate about getting the citizens of Barry excited and engaged in growing food in their homes, yards, and through our local community gardens. The private Facebook group offers ideas around utilizing local resources, creating a pesticide-free grow space, and utilizing things like rain barrels for watering when applicable. This group is an online space to share tips and ideas, ask questions, facilitate seedling swaps. So, what am I doing this week, you ask? Well, I'm looking through seed catalogs, doodling planting diagrams, and dreaming about April showers.